This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Professor Hallux Builds a Body is produced by Fun Kids with support from the Wellcome Trust.
Hello again, biology buffs. I'm Nurse Nanobot, and it's time to join Professor Hallux again in his laboratory. Well, he calls it a laboratory. It looks like someone's driven an ice cream van into a perfume shop. What a mess! There are vats and vats of gloopy stuff, piles of flasks and beakers, and lots of very strange smelling steam. Brainbox Professor Hallux is attempting to build his very own human body, full of all those gaudy but very important bits. Let's find out what he is up to today.
Hi there and welcome back to my lab. Sorry about the mess and the smell. All in a good cause, though. I'm building a body and today we're making the muscles, those springy, stringy bits that hold everything together. But they do a lot more than that, though. You tell them, Nurse Nanobot, while I get those tendons out of the oven. I think they're done.
Phenomenal facts.
There are over 600 muscles in the body. They do everything from pumping blood to helping lift heavy things. Muscles are made from stretchy cells and fibres, which make them very versatile. There are three main sorts of muscles. Isn't that right, Professor?
Absolutely, totally. I have three vats of muscles over in the corner. This medium-sized one contains smooth muscle, this smaller one contains cardiac muscle, while this very large, and dare I say it, slightly overflowing vat contains skeletal muscles. Give them the lowdown, Nurse!
Smooth muscle is sometimes known as involuntary muscle. Can you guess why? That's right. We have no control over this type of muscle. Our brains tell these muscles what to do without us having to think about it. We use smooth muscle in our stomach and digestive system, where through contracting and relaxing, they move food on its journey through the body.
They're also handy if you're sick and need to throw up. Yuck! On a more positive note, I can also use smooth muscle in the eyes. The coloured bit of your eye, called the iris, is made of a smooth muscle which lets your pupils, that's the black hole in the middle, get bigger or smaller to control the light getting in.
Now, for the heart, the professor will need to use some cardiac muscle, the second sort of muscle. This thick muscle makes the heart contract to pump blood around the body and then relax to let it back in. Just like smooth muscle, cardiac muscle works all by itself without a thought from you. And over the average lifespan, the human heart will beat over 2.5 billion times.
Great, isn't it? Bodies are brilliant at doing stuff by themselves. But that doesn't mean you shouldn't help them. Get yourself off the chair and take lots of exercise to help give your heart a workout and make those muscles super strong. Ah! I see that you've already found the purpose of our third type of muscles, skeletal muscles. These are the ones that you would think of when we say muscle. The ones that show how strong you are and let you kick a football into the goal. These are the muscles that we control. Unless you want to, your leg won't bend to kick a ball or your arm to pinch yourself. Ouch! Now, to attach lots of muscles to them bones.
Muscles are held to the bones with the help of tendons, cords of tough tissues that are attached so well that when you contract one of your muscles, the tendon and bone move along with it.
Horrible old anatomy fact.
Muscles might not sound as tough as bones, but they can be preserved for hundreds of years. Egyptian mummies from 5,000 years ago were embalmed with their hearts inside, and scientists are able to study them even today to see if their owners died of heart attacks.
That's right. And some bodies found in peat bogs in Europe are even older. The oldest found to date is around 8,000 years old and has its soft tissues preserved, although the bones have long since dissolved away, making a very wobbly, floppy person.
disgusting detail.
If you want to see one of your very own muscles, just stick out your tongue. Your tongue is a long, super flexible muscle, and it's the only one in your body that's only attached at one end. The other end pokes out and moves about so you can talk and eat.
Yuck! Odd to think that your tongue's a muscle. And talking of your face, you may not even think of it as a muscular body part. Your face has plenty of muscles. You can check them out next time you look in the mirror. Muscles in the face are attached to facial bones at one end and the skin of your face at the other. This allows you to contract your facial muscles just a tiny bit and make dozens of different kinds of faces. Even the smallest movement can turn a smile into a frown. You can raise your eyebrow to look surprised or wiggle your nose. Right. Now these muscles are just about ready, so let's zap it together and let's let the lightning loose! Brilliant! It's worked! My body has a wonderful collection of smooth, cardiac and skeletal muscles. Hee-hee! Looks a bit chilly, though. He'll be needing a covering of skin next. Next time, I'll be covering up these muscles and bones with swathes of skin. Hope you can join me and Nurse Nanobot then. Hee-hee! Bye for now!
You can find out more about the Professor and his body at the Fun Kids website, funkidslive.com.
Professor Hallock's Builds a Body is produced by Fun Kids with support from the Wellcome Trust.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.